Distorted View Daily proudly presents great moments on Cops.
We got pockets. 15.
15, go ahead.
Are you taking the jail?
Sammy, what's going on, bud?
I want to get out of here!
How much does she have to drink today?
Excuse me?
How much does she have to drink today?
What's her name?
Is she a patron here, or is she a patron here?
We just finished eating.
Okay.
I want to go to Las Vegas. I can't stand Wall Street. I give away everything, and everybody hates me. I need my inhaler.
Go get your inhaler. Come on.
I'm smoking. I gotta get out of here.
You're lying on the ground in a very nice restaurant.
Those people are smoking, and I need my inhaler. I'm allergic to secondhand smoke. I have COPD. That punk over there quit smoking on August 3rd. I just want to get out of town.
Hey, freaks, it's Friday, July 2nd, 2010. Coming up on the program today, which celebrity racist is at it again? Hint, his name rhymes with Belle Flipson. Plus, I piss on your naked body, and being a fat ass is now accepted and glamorized. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes! Timothy James Henson with you. I've just got so much energy today.
I suck a little dick. Smoke a little crack.
Yes, that's what's giving me my pep today. Dick and crack. I have a great podcast for you today. Before we get into things, just a couple of announcements. I don't know if you know this, but I
am on Facebook. So when you get on your computer, you can just push F. That's how you find me. I also have a Twitter sheet. You can find my Twitter sheet.
oh, man. Yesterday's program was Sideshow Exclusive, and it was ridiculous. Kind of lost it. I cracked very badly because of stupid Cheryl Murkowski and her damn clips of Sylvia Brown. That psychic.
That talks like this. Angels. Angels.
Got pulled over and raped.
Not the clip I was looking for, but that works too.
Angels.
There we go. There's Sylvia Brunson.
Angels.
Yes. If you want to check all that out, sign up for the Sideshow. I also posted a new video cast. DV Log Brains has been posted. So if you are Sideshow freaks, download and enjoy that. Right now, though, let's get into some new crap. We kick things off with a fantastic piece involving Asians and blacks and libraries and masturbation. It's a recipe for success. Basically, what happens here is a couple of African-American gentlemen discover that an Asian who is in the library on the internet is looking at porn. And he's got his hand down his pants and he's manipulating his Chinaman cock. A confrontation ensues.
What?
What do you need?
Huh?
Hey, you take one picture. I'm gonna go.
I'm not taking no picture of you.
Shit, I don't believe.
I'm not chilling, though. I don't got nothing on you. I'm not taking no picture.
What?
I'm about to go. I just gotta ask you one question, dog. Why would you beat your meat in front of everybody? Come here.
Get the fuck out now!
You get the fuck out!
Why would you beat your meat in front of everybody?
Why would you beat your meat in front of everyone?
Come here.
Get the fuck out!
Why are you doing all this cussing, dog? I'm just asking you one little question.
Mm-hmm.
Was it that necessary?
What the fuck,
was it that necessary?
Hey, my ass.
I'm just asking, was it that necessary? Was it that necessary to do it in front of all these people in here?
Get the fuck out of my
face. I'm at your face, dog.
I'm gonna call the police.
He's gonna call the Asian who was jerking off in a public library is going to call the cops.
What are you talking about? You got all this porn and shit on your damn computer, dog, and you jacking your shit.
Don't walk, man.
That's my freedom. That's my property. I know it's a freedom, but fuck, man.
No, you can't do that in a public library.
Don't walk, man. That's my freedom. Don't walk, man. That's my freedom.
I think he's referring to his penis.
Don't walk, man. That's my freedom.
He calls his penis his freedom.
I know it's a freedom, but fuck, man. God damn, man.
It's legal.
I feel you.
There's a lot of commotion going on in the background. I don't know if those are friends of the Asians or if they're just other patrons of the library weighing in.
It's legal. I feel you.
Almost sounds like there's an angry mob forming.
It's legal. I feel you.
You're nothing, man.
I do what I want.
He kind of sounds like a guest on Maury. I do what I want. No one gonna tell me what I can do. I look at porn on library.
All right, man.
I look at big boobie library.
Next time, come in here when ain't nobody in this bitch, dog. Damn. God damn, look at you nasty as fuck, boy. I wish I had a bitch to stay on the computer. Nasty ass.
All right, everyone, move it along. Nothing to see here. Asian has stopped jerking off. Hey, I've got one of the best cum farts I think I've ever witnessed. I've ever been a part of, and I've been a part of a lot of cum farts. No, this is a great clip. A black guy nailing a white girl's ass. He blows his wad right in her stink box. And, well, take a listen. Now, what's great is he did not bury his cock all the way in her ass when he was unloading. No, no. He stuck just the tip in, right? I think that's the key to a loud, frothy cum fart, because the cum is right near the surface of the ass. It's easy to blow it out. As a matter of fact, you can actually see some cum right in the asshole.
Let me see it, baby. Blow it out. Blow it out.
Yes.
Good girl.
Yes.
That's a good girl.
That is a good girl. You can hear it squishing about in there. Let's take a listen to that cum fart again, this time in slow motion. Good girl. It almost sounded like some sort of sci-fi sound effect. Quick, use the particle ionizing gun on him. Yes! Space Rangers!
Good girl.
All right. DV listener Ryan sent in a link to a website called Vokaroo Moans. I have no idea what that means, but according to the email, he says this is along the same lines of those horribly acted out erotic poems you play from time to time. I've recently come across all of these at vmoans.blogspot.com. They're all girls moaning for your audio enjoyment, but all the ones I've listened to so far miss the mark. All right, guys, I'm going to play a few for you right now. You let me know if you get turned on by this shit.
Hey, what are you doing? Hey, stop. Stop.
All right, so it's like a four-year-old getting raped, I guess.
Hey, what are you doing? Hey, stop. Stop. Hey, get off of me. What are you doing? Please.
It really does sound like she's acting out a rape scene. She'll like it soon. It's gonna turn in a couple of seconds here. Here it comes. Oh, maybe not.
Stop! Stop, please!
No! You take my cock and you're what? You're my whore! That's my whore hole! I do whatever I want to it! Because you're a filthy slut, and you deserve it. You're just asking for it. Disgust me.
Your cock is hurting me.
Yeah. This is awful.
My ass can't take this.
Shut up! Shut your face and you take my cock! I'm gonna slap you in your whore mouth! You filthy cunt hole! Ah! I need to really improve my rape talk. Wish someone would give me lessons. Alright, let's listen to one more of these things and then we'll move on. Ew. She's supposed to be, like, sucking dick or something? Ugh. It's just gross. Stop it! Stop your fake dick sucking.
Come for me, baby. I'm gonna swallow it.
Stupid girls trying to be sexy, sucking dick. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, I'm fucked up news right now. It may be the end of the week, but I never stop working for my freaky dickies, especially if you're Sideshow Freak. Sign up right now. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. Great time to sign up. Why? Because it's payday, and the Sideshow is extremely cheap. And you'll be able to get this weekend's bonus episode, and Corey will be back with Butt Fudge Sunday. Like I mentioned earlier, I just posted a video cast? And of course, yesterday we did a Sideshow exclusive program. You can get all that crap if you sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up,
got pulled over and raped.
No, that is not the first news story, unfortunately.
Angels, angels, angels.
All right. First story we have for you comes from Winnipeg. A young Winnipeg man has been found not guilty of taking part in the random beating that killed Audrey Cooper on a city street almost 4 years ago. Jurors reached the verdict late Wednesday night. Audrey Cooper, 34, was beaten, stripped naked.
Got pulled over and raped.
Maybe, actually. I don't know. This story could have some rape in it. It's getting close. Audrey Cooper, 34, was beaten, stripped naked, and urinated on when she was sworn by a group of youths who tossed loose change on her after the attack. There's a tip for you, honey. The 19-year-old man acquitted Wednesday can't be named because he was only 15 at the time of the slaying. This took place 4 years ago and is now just getting to court? Christ. He claimed he was a bystander to the attack and pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder. Three girls, one 12-year-old at the time, and two who were 14, have already admitted their roles in the fatal beating. The youngest pleaded... So there were girls who were pissing on that chick? So, like, they squatted over her face to piss on her. It's like, a lot easier for guys to, you know, to pee on a broad. Alright, the youngest pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of manslaughter in exchange for her testimony against the man. She got the maximum youth sentence of 2 years in custody and 1 year of community supervision. The two other girls pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and were given the maximum youth sentence of 4 years in custody and 3 years of community supervision. The court was told at the girls' sentencing that Cooper suffered a brain hemorrhage and ruptured organs during the attack. So, the peeing on her face was just the cherry on top. Yeah, she suffered a brain hemorrhage and ruptured organs during the attack, which police described as completely random. That is kind of strange. Like, I understand, you know, stealing someone's purse if they're a stranger, or, you know, just punching them in the face or something. But to really dedicate that much time and hatred towards someone, like beating the crap out of someone and then taking off all their clothes just to piss on them, that kind of seems a bit excessive, doesn't it? And where the hell was this chick's guardian?
Angels.
The poor angel
was getting pulled over and raped
at the time. Second story we have for you today, a new machine...
I have you in line. I'm bullshit. I'll be fine. fuck you. You don't want to do in your life.
All right, you know what alcoholic and Wendy's spokesman David Hasselhoff means. It's time for Distorted Views, Access Entertainment Hollywood News Insider Report Extra Edition tonight.
Celebrity Michael Jackson. Entertainment. Implants. Hollywood.
Who is Angelina Jolie banging?
Extra.
Mayonnaise.
Guess who's at it again? Uh-oh. In one of the most explosive, racist, and vile outbursts, by the way, this is not a new story about me, this is by a celebrity ever caught on tape, Mel Gibson told the mother of his love child that the way she was dressed would get her raped by a pack of niggers.
Nigger Lover, the movie they tried to stop. So real, so violent, so brutally honest that only a few theaters dare to show it. Nigger Lover, where black and white passions explode.
I don't think Mel Gibson would enjoy that film. It's a shocking and blockbuster development in the couple's bitter legal battle, and Mel's disgusting words are on audio tape. Oh my god, I need access to that. His racist, misogynistic statements is one of the secrets lurking in his war with his former girlfriend, Oksana... Radar Online has heard the tape, which also includes Mel telling Oksana he will burn down her home. Cuckoo. Drunken Mel previously shocked the world with his anti-Semitic comments when busted for a DUI. Now, the new racist outburst has taken the Oscar winner to an even deeper low. His outburst came during a series of explosive arguments with Oksana, mother of his infant daughter. They've been battling in court with documents under seal for the past several weeks. And there is more than one disgusting outburst from Mel. Radar has listened to the hate-fueled rants the Braveheart star unleashed during fights with Oksana as their relationship unraveled. "You're an embarrassment to me," Mel said at one point. "You look like a fucking pig in heat, and if you get raped by a pack of niggers, it will be your fault." I mean, the word itself, nigga, is offensive. But then he makes it even more offensive by kind of alluding to the fact that they're like animals. They run in packs. Packs of niggers. He's just a monster. Things aren't looking good for Mel. All right, Mel's attorney told Radar that he is no longer commenting on the case. Probably a smart move. I mean, how do you comment on that? And said Mel's publicist is the only Mel official who will speak for him. Mel's profane outbursts are littered with references to Oksana being a whore and a cunt. In another tirade, Mel tells Oksana, "How dare you act like such a bitch when I've been so fucking nice?" Really? He warns, "I'm gonna come and burn the fucking house down, but you will blow me first." That deserves another ta-da. "I will burn your fucking house down, but you will blow me first." The emergence of the explicit tapes is a stunning development, I'd say, in the couple's bitter separation and court battle over custody of their young daughter. Yes, do not let Mel around her. Radar first broke the story about how Mel, 54, and Oksana filed dueling restraining orders against each other. Published reports say Oksana is alleging Gibson punched her in the face twice during a fit of rage, giving her a concussion and knocking out two of her front teeth. Gibson does not deny that they had a confrontation, but has simply described it through his lawyer as a loud argument. The sound of cracking teeth is certainly a loud noise, yes. And further outbursts, Mel is heard telling her, "You're a bitch," to which Oksana insists, "I didn't do anything." "Did so," Mel responds, like a fucking four-year-old. The tapes do not make it clear what the couple was arguing about, but Mel tells Oksana, "Look what you did to me. Look what you are. Look what every part of you is. Fucking fake, fucking fake. You are the most synthetic person. Who the fuck are you?" He also takes aim at Oksana's previous relationship with former James Bond star Timothy Dalton, with whom she has a 13-year-old son named Alexander. A source close to the situation says Oksana claims she was forced to tape Mel after he made a series of death threats to her. The source says she hopes the recording will be admissible in any potential trial. Just a refresher, when cops arrested Mel in 2006, he said stuff like, "Fucking Jews. The Jews are responsible for all the wars in the world." He also allegedly told a female officer, "What do you think you're looking at, sugar tits?" I'm sure he has a good heart. So that is your Access Entertainment Hollywood News Insider Report Extra Edition tonight. One more story. You know, we've been talking about feeders and gainers for years now. It's time mainstream media picked up on this story. ABC News actually reports on this. He goes by the name Git, a 22-year-old man from Kentucky who is on a quest. The quest to weigh as much as humanly fucking possible. The photos of him as a skinny 18-year-old college student are starters. Why can't I say that? The fifth time I tried recording this stupid line. Startlingly different than the love-handled 245-pound man that he has become. Lately, I've been infatuated with the physics of my belly, he writes on his blog, Get Bigger. I'm starting to notice how it moves with me, how it gets in the way, and it makes me daydream about how it will feel when I'm bigger. This guy's boring. I wish ABC News would hire me to help them out, because we could have got Keg Pony.
Look at my fat. Look at my fat. I just like to jiggle my fat and smoke. Got my glass.
You know, that's how he talks. And then, of course, the fat man himself, who performs on camera and shits himself in the tub and stuff. That's who we want to want to hear about, not Git. All right, the more attention I pay to it, the easier it becomes to imagine sizes like 300 or 400 pounds. I like to think I don't romanticize it, but I can't help lusting over those sizes. Those who are obsessed with gaining weight are known as gainers. Yes, of course, a once underground proclivity that is squeezing its way out of the closet, squeezing, as the voices for fat acceptance grow louder. Sometimes the practice is sexual, so-called feederism, when the gainer is aided by a feeder who takes on more and more control as the gainer becomes physically incapacitated. Very sexy. It's a very sexy fetish. They seek each other out online with acronyms like BBW, which of course stands for Big Beautiful Woman, or SSBHM, Supersize Big Handsome Man, and FFA, which is Female Fat Admirer. That's never Future Farmers of America or something. An array of online blogs like Feeder Fantasy, Dimensions Magazine, which we've covered on DV, and Feed or Get Out extol the virtues of getting bigger. Quote, the days of justifying our fatness by lying and saying we have a mysterious genetic or metabolic disorder are over, says the Bigger Fatter blog. We now freely admit to it and embrace what the fat haters would call gluttony. We are fat because we eat huge amounts of food and we like it. And as major health experts have noted lately, they say fat people are now the overwhelming majority. Uh-oh. One fat acceptance blogger wrote, I'm tired of all of us being treated like circus sideshows. But you're not supposed to be fat. That's not how we're built to be. You're going to kill yourself. While it's true you may not be circus sideshow freaks, because you are in the majority now, you're still fat, disgusting fucks. You're in the majority because that's the easy way out, you know, to eat whatever the hell you want. All right, we're just large people trying to navigate a world that's not built for us. Isn't this the introduction to Little People, Big World? We're trying to navigate a world that's just not built for us. And so, that's my imitation of a midget. Or small person, or whatever the fuck they're called. In social lives that are set up to belittle and degrade us, and we try to maintain happiness, dignity, love, jobs, family, and Big Macs. She, what? Oh, she didn't add that. We're only different because we aren't apologizing for who we are. We're only different because others want to keep making us feel that way. Wow. They will do and say anything to not have to take responsibility for their fat rolls, lard ass, and diabetes.
Diabetes, 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 diabetes testing supplies.
All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, what's up?
Hey, Jimmy Boo. It's Mike in New York. Hey, I just was listening to the 628 show. There's a story about how cop had to peel a man off of a horse who was trying to fuck the horse.
Right. Three horses, specifically.
I think the headline could have been much better written if it had said, instead, that they had to have a man beat off a horse.
Ah, yes.
But, it's...
Find out the truth. www.davidduke.com.
Oh, Glenn Miller checking in. I wonder what's happening with him and his campaign. Is that over with?
Hey, what's up, dude? I tried a cherry vanilla Pepsi today.
Yes.
And wasn't too bad.
Right.
I don't know if you know about that or not. I'd never seen it until today.
I do know about that. I'm also getting a new Pepsi product from Japan. I'm actually getting two of them, one to try and one to add to my collection. It's some sort of Pepsi shot. I can't remember exactly what it is. I saw it on a bunch of people sent me links to various websites where it's been covered, like, I don't know if Gizmodo covered it or one of those Gawker websites did. But.
Timothy Vegetil Cream Puff Henson, how the fuck are you, sir? Zach from Florida.
I just realized
something that I hate more than hover rounds. I hate more than old people behind the fucking wheel, and that is old people and their giant fucking tricycles. They like to ride them around on the fucking road here more than their retarded ass hover rounds because they're too goddamn poor to buy a fucking hover round to go 5 miles an hour. Instead, they go 2 miles an hour pedaling it, and their frail little disease-ridden bodies literally have to stand on top of the fucking pedals, and they have to put every little inch of their weight into the fucking pedal just to move and chug along, and it gets me so fucking worked up. But then I look down, and there's this menu that I found for this delicious new hot dog place that I found just a couple weeks ago, and I thought you would want to hear about one that I found. It's called the TJ Dog.
Oh.
It's a hot dog with onions, jalapenos, wrapped in a flour tortilla, deep-fried with salsa and sour cream.
Yeah, why don't, like, if you own a restaurant, if you're a listener that owns a restaurant, I mean, can we make something named after me? That would be awesome, like, on your menus. I need to get my name out there. It's ridiculous.
Hey, Timmy, it's Hinkley from
the... I should be a bigger star. And hey, I think the best way to accomplish that is to make a dish named after me at a restaurant.
Hey, Timmy, it's Hinkley from New Hampshire. I have some bad news. I have the cancer.
What?
Wait
a second. Wait, was he joking?
I have the cancer. So I'm going to be looking forward to listening to your show while I'm getting the fucking chemo cocktail and I'm losing my hair and all that stuff.
Sucks.
So just keep doing the show, please, for the next 8 or 9 months. That'd be great.
Okay. Well,
second thing,
I'm not planning on going anywhere, and neither are you. So good.
I sent you a message about this, but I have this Austrian soda type thing called Almdudler or something. I don't even know how you say it. And it's sort of like a herbier version of ginger ale. Huh. And I was wondering if you wanted that, but I can't send it to you.
Right, I know. I need to get a fucking post office box. Yes, I will eventually. You just focus on your chemo, right? Work on that.
Hey, Tim.
Don't worry about my soda shit.
Hey, Tim. This is Joshua from Chicago. A big queer.
Okay,
I just listened to your 6:29 show where you knew the prime hours for crystal meth streak between 3 and 6 a.m. where that mother called in about her children and she was crazy. Now, I know that Roy Killer Boy let you know that crystal meth loosens up your butthole, but it's another thing to actually know when prime crystal meth use hours are. Tim, are you not telling us something?
I am a very smart boy. I'm not a crystal meth addict.
Jigoo, white man, Timmy Boo.
Not an addict because I can stop anytime I want.
Jigoo, white man, Timmy Boo.
What?
I just wanted to ask you.
The hours of 3 and 6 a.m., that's when I do my show.
Something.
Yes, go ahead, yes.
Would you sip on my juice box?
Ah, the
sex
effect.
When your mouth is dry.
I hope they come to Columbus sometime. I would love to meet them. Hang out with them.
Yes,
sir. Lay down some fat beats.
You too. Yes. Cocktail member Jake from Buffalo, and I just want you to know that I still love you.
Hey, TJ, get him, Steve here.
Tim, I just want to tell you two things. Number one, I was driving home this weekend, and I saw this big fat guy on. I can almost describe it as like a super rascal. It was like a motorcycle, but it had the two front wheels in the two back wheels in the front. It was really weird, but it looked like you know, a big fat guy and
the
a rascal,
souped
but they
up just rascal.
Turned it around and put a bigger motor on it. Also, the reason why people have, when people dig up dead people, they sometimes have old people, is that right after you die, they usually don't put the date on the tombstone right away. So it's kind of like a destroy.
Okay.
You got to dig up and, you know, you get what you get.
But again, in that news story, he knew that, like, the guy who ended up fucking the corpse knew her when she was living. So it's still kind of weird.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Tim, I am calling to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
For
introducing me to the love of my life. I am talking about the beautiful Lindsay Ruth Fielke. I just started watching this show.
Oh, Portia de Rossi. Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't start watching it before, but I love it.
Yeah.
And I love her. I mean, if somebody like Tobias can get her,
right,
then I could get her.
Right. Sure. She's a lesbian in real life, though. So.
Holy fucking shit, Tim. I was just... I'm driving along, and it's raining just a fucking little bit. And holy shit, I was going 55 miles a goddamn hour. And that fucking light turned red, and I... Oh, shit. Okay. Fact of the matter, hydroplaning is not fun, and I won't make fun of you for it anymore.
I know. See,
okay?
I've been trying to warn you people about hydroplaning for years, and you don't listen to me. And then what happens? You hydroplane. Hydroplane. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me. Go to distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. As in, oh, God.
Why would you video me in front of everybody?
Subscribe via iTunes. If you're not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now. You'll catch this weekend's bonus episode and Corey's Butt Fudge Sunday. Thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
Yeah, you gotta be fucking dreaming, faggot, if you think you can fuck me. You ain't got no fucking cock. If you had a decent-sized dick, I'd let you fuck it. Yeah, in the meantime, I just take a big old fucking hard dildo and shove it up there. Oh, yeah.